we were going down the stairs, and Mark said, "You're carrying me." And Ross said, "I want to be carried too." Nice little passive.
Ross was talking about hitting the ball today. He said he had hit the ball real hard, but that a friend of his, Spencer, by the way, this is not exact, these are not his exact words, but just roughly, he said their friend of his, Spencer, had hit the ball even harder. And he said, "Well, Spencer is a 4-year-old. And, but Spencer is a 4-year-old. Mary said, "Well, you're a 4-year-old too." And Ross said, "But he's not in my class." And then Mary said, "Yeah, but he's a 4-year-old too." And Ross said, "So?" And what he basically was saying is that I know that this topic is not interesting to me, that Spencer is a 4-year-old. I know that. I know that I'm a 4-year-old. What's interesting to me is that I could hit the ball, whether I could hit the ball or whether Spencer could hit the ball. And so he was arguing with Mary's, that Mary wasn't talking about what he wanted to talk about. Also, we were driving along, and I said, "Oh, there's a policeman in front of us." And Ross said, "What policeman?" This is the first use of a what in that sense. Where is the one that you're talking about? In other words, what policeman that I recorded? This was actually going down Penn Avenue in Wilkinsburg, and the policeman had stopped the traffic. And so, I said, "Where is the policeman?" I said that the policeman stopped the traffic, and I said, "What policeman?" At Adam Just's birthday party, Ross was playing musical chairs and almost won, didn't quite. He said, "Darn, I thought I had that one, Mom." Because I thought I was going to be the winner. And went through a little complicated little thing on the way home from school today. He had been playing out in the yard with his, out in the playground in the nursery school. And I had gotten a frisbee away from other kids so he could play with it, which was a mistake on my part. And he played with it and cried because he had to give it back and so on. And I said, "Yeah, I really made a mistake. I shouldn't have gotten that frisbee for you." And Ross thought a little while and went on, talked about it a little bit more. And then he said, "You know, Dad, I really made a mistake." And Mary said, "Wait a minute, he's going to say something." We thought he was going to say that he made a mistake and trying to get that frisbee. He said, "I made a mistake in letting you take me out of that old preschool. I should have stayed there. They keep all the kids together there, big ones and little ones. In this preschool, I have to stay in my group." And so he went on. So he was basically using taking my idea of saying I made a mistake and going, using his own version. It was an analogy on a speech act. That if Daddy can say I made a mistake, he can say it too. And then he goes on with what particular mistake he had made. Of course, he hadn't really made a mistake at all, since I was being sarcastic about the mistake I made. I wasn't really, but he perceived it as being sarcastic. Or at least, actually the word's not sarcastic, it's sort of self-pitying. That he could make a self-pitying statement about the mistake he had made too. Ross asked, "Where's Marky?" And I said, "Upstairs, do you want him?" He said, "He wouldn't mind if I used his pillow." And I said, "No." He said, "Because he's not down here. Did you want to use his pillow?"
"Yeah."
"Mm-hmm. Is it comfy? Do you want some French toast?"
"Mm-hmm." "Well, the chair I found is not long."
"No." "He can have a lunch one because he won't eat a whole bunch." I said that if anybody is, everybody knows that Dad is good, and anybody who thinks they're not is making a joke. And Ross said, "Well, I'm not." "Well, what are you doing then, Ross?"
"I'm making a real mistake."
"You're making a real mistake?
No!
What are you making then?"
"A real Hayden."
"A real Hayden? Hatent.
H-A-T-E-E-N-T. H-A-T-I-N-G-E-N-T. Hatent. What is it?
Hating.
A real hating? You're making a real hating? Why? Why are you making it? Think it was Hungarian accusative?
Because.
What? Do you really hate me?
Yeah.
Okay, if you really hate me, then you don't want to ever see me again. You want me to leave and never be here again? No more father? Okay, I'll be gone. I'll drive away and I'll never come back. I'll drive away and I'll never come back. He changed his mind. Ross said, you know, Jeffrey was one of my friends at that old school, and that's why you shouldn't have taken me from that old school, this old preschool, and said, who is Jeff? We said, who's Jeffrey? Was he one of the kids that came? Was he one of your newer friends at the old preschool? And Ross said, yeah. What did you say?
He wasn't there.
He wasn't there. And he wasn't there before, was he? And I said, yeah, Ross, he wasn't there.
He used
to be there, but then he didn't be there. And after that, he had like a
million
right, that's what
Ross
said.
And now?
He used to be there, but then he didn't be there because he had to wipe his nose on his sleeve. Because he had a cold like I did. He used to wipe his sleeve because he had to wipe his nose on his arm because he had a cold like I did. Right. You know what? He said, you know what, Dad? When the wheels turn on this truck, the battery turns. Isn't that surprising? What he means is when the wheels turn, the light shines too. This is on his little battery-powered Rough Rider. What do you mean, Ross? He says, no, I don't mean that. What do you mean? He said, no, I don't mean that. What I mean is when the wheels turn, the batteries turn.
May I watch?
Can you see the battery turning?
Oh, by the way, he said that, emphasis on that.
And I said, no, I don't mean that. Emphasis on that. Ross said, the battery is in the key thing. You can see it when we get home, okay?
But in fact, I can't see it moving. I can't see it moving there.
It's not moving. Show them that it's not moving.
I can't see anything moving there.
There's nothing moving in there, Ross.
I can see it.
Well, show it to your mother. If you can see it, show it to your mother.
Maybe it ran out.
I don't think that's likely, Ross.
You see that little keyhole?
Yeah.
What you're seeing is this gold
battery,
deal, right?
Yeah, it's not moving.
Now,
Hulk, Ross, could you tell the whole story about the Hulk? Don't turn yet. Tell the story.
I'll let you.
No, don't give Hulk yet. No, I don't want my news yet.
That's a news. I'll give you your
news. So it's counted. Right here. That's it. Right there. Now, can you tell me the story about the Hulk?
Okay.
Take the tape recorder and tell about what happened to David Banner and the man who hit him.
Oh, I can't explain because every time I do a baby jump.
No, you didn't. You did a good job. I liked it. I thought it was really good. I'd like to do it again. It's not baby jump. Can you do it again?
Okay.
The Hulk hit the man, hit David Banner with a whip. The man hit David Banner with a whip. Yeah.
No, well, the thing that was kind of sharp.
It's called a whip.
Yeah. I can't do it because every time I talk to the tape recorder,
yeah.
it shows it I'm sure that it is baby talk.
No, that was when you were little that you had baby talk. No, you had
baby talk. But I don't want to do it.
Oh, but Ross, it was really interesting.
Make this plane, I'll take the table.
Make a man swing a thing at David, and David would fly down to the man in the hole, and he changed to the hole. And he got up, and he got a big rock in his mouth that the man couldn't get up to it. So he threw the rock the other way, not on the man. And the man stood up, then fell down into the water.
That's
and
right.
Then the horse went down with him and didn't get killed. And he saved the man and he picked him up and walked. And then the horse closed back. And then he went into the boat and the tape was there. And went attached and the bridge exploded, but not to the band.
So did the man die?
No, he got alive.
He got there. Good. Okay. Okay, the end. Good. About the pet store, he said, if you have a dog, you could get anything for a dog. What kinds of things can you get? What kinds of things can you get there, Russ?
Toys, squeezy toys.
Squeezy toys for dogs?
And food.
What could you get for fish? What kind of toys can you get for fish?
That's the part.
What?
That's the part.
That's the part you hate?
Yeah.
Why?
There's this house, this ladder, and this steering wheel, and these fish go in there, but it's only not for fish.
Oh, I see. Oh, that sounds interesting.
It's just for fish. But there's another toy there. There's these black rocks, and there's this black thing that crashes on the ground.
In the toy store? It must be for making rocks, for grinding
the
rocks.
Crashing
rocks? Okay, now what did you do when you went to the fire station?
We got to spray the hose, and we got to start the fire engine and wear the hat.
Would you like to be a fireman when you grow up?
Nope.
Nope? What do you want to be when you grow up?
We got to see the ladder and the man who hung up.
What would you like to be when you grow up?
I'll decide when I get a little bit bigger.
Okay, you don't have to be anything. You don't have to decide anything. Okay?
Bye.
I love you.
I love you.
And you've been a good boy. You know that? You're not ready to decide what you're going to be.
No.
You don't have to decide now.
No.
If somebody says what you want to be when you grow up, say that I'll decide that when I get older. It's too early for me to decide.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm too little to decide. Ooh.
Oh.
You gotta punch the bone. Now, you wanna know where you're going next?
Yes.
Okay, next week, you're gonna go to the zoo. And then after that, you go to the aviary, where the birds are. And then the last field trip is to McDonald's.
McDonald's?
Yes. You got three more field trips. One is to the zoo, one is to the aviary, and one is to McDonald's, okay?
Yeah.
Now, Marky.
Marky!
You get to go. You've been to the zoo, Mark, right? It says here on the list where you get to go. Now, you've been to the aviary. Did you go to see the birds, Mark? Did you go to the library? Okay. Next week, you get to go to the park. When Ross goes to the zoo, Marky gets to go to the park.
When do I get to go?
Next week. Next week. End of next week, okay? Now, also, have you guys gone swimming ever? You ever gone swimming?
Dad, I went swimming.
Have you gone swimming yet?
Dad, I went swimming twice. One without
Marky.
One river.
It says that you're going to start swimming next week.
It says next week you're going to go swimming, and then Marky's going swimming. So far you haven't gone swimming yet, it says. Swimming starts next week. Not just wading, but swimming in the big pool. Have you gone swimming in the big pool yet?
No.
Okay, that's what's going to happen next week. Next week on Thursday, you go swimming on Wednesday, and Marky goes swimming on Thursday. That's right.
I push the button on the door. Well, she won't touch it.
Okay.
Well, she won't touch it. Right, Daddy?
Right. Oh boy.
That's good. Mark went to the zoo. Mark went to the zoo. You can tell your mommy about it.
Marky went to the zoo.
Hi, boy.
Hi.
Do you want him to ride a bike? Well, he likes to ride a bike. He'll come a little bit later, okay? You go a little bit later, huh? Okay. After he finishes filling up his gun, he'll come down and mark it. Okay, he'll mark his gun too, okay? Not too much water, bud. Don't waste the water.